12 minutes after 4 o'clock, hour number 2 of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch, Matt Douglas will take you up till 6:30 tonight. Cavaliers basketball coming your way. The Cavs are in our nation's capital taking on the Washington Wizards. Time now for us to go to the hotline. Well, we're going to speak with Jim Jones, who is in our nation's capital. He and John Michael will call tonight's game on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Don't forget, when we're done talking with Jim Jones, that's your cue to call to give yourself a chance to win those 4 Cavalier tickets for 2 days after Thanksgiving, November 24th, against the Houston Rockets, courtesy of your North Ridgeville convenient Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Jim, thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it as always. And I want to get into something that you had mentioned in the middle of last night's game. You and John Michael were talking, and you mentioned in the first half when things were going extraordinarily well for the Cavs that you could really kind of see this coming over the last game and a half. What kinds of things specifically did you witness over the last game and a half that made you feel confident about the way the Cavaliers were playing?
Well, we've had a chance, the opportunity to go to practices, and what I saw in practices made me a believer. And that was that they were paying more attention to detail in what they were trying to do. And that was the main thing that I noticed, is that they were playing together a lot better, paying attention to detail on both ends of the floor. And it was pretty obvious that the players wanted to get better. And I think what he did, he challenged them, and it became a personal challenge. They played together awfully well. They pay attention to detail, and he's found some combinations that work.
You also mentioned that the Cavaliers yesterday, they were playing with that starting lineup. All 5 guys are willing defenders in that starting lineup. And I mean, I have to imagine that after watching a game like that, you know, certainly filling it up the way they were had to have you feel pretty good. But when you've got willing defenders on the floor like that as well, how do you think that helped to establish the tone early on last night?
Well, I think you can only establish the tone and the tempo. And what you want to do is, without, you have to get possessions, and you either get them off turnovers, steals, or you get stops. And they've been able to do that. And then they were scoring. It was a good scoring night for them. And they were putting the ball in the hole. It was an inspiration to get the ball again. And I just think their team defense and the way they were able to sustain it was key for them.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And again, the final score certainly was indicative of that as well. Jim, have you noticed a big difference in the attitude of the club since Coach Larry Drew last week told the vets to kind of pump the brakes on the criticism of Colin Sexton?
Well, I think it was crucial because, like I told you before and I told Mike on their show, this kid can play. It's pretty obvious. I'm not telling anything. If you watch it, you know that, and listen to John Michael, say, oh, okay, this kid's good. All he needed is experience. He's got the confidence to make mistakes and then come back and correct himself because he's highly intelligent, and he's a willing defender. And I think that's given a lot of these guards issues because every time down, if you score on this kid, he's coming right back at you. You know, he challenges the opposition's ball handlers, you know, and ball pressure is the first fundamental of playing good defense. You have to apply ball pressure out front for your defense to work, and this kid is all over.
And kind of along those same lines, getting the veterans to kind of get in line with what Coach Drew had mentioned last week. You know, last night, it was as if we saw a totally different J.R. Smith. He was on the floor more than anybody else. He was really exceptional on both ends of the floor. What was it that kind of got into J.R. and all of a sudden got him to discover the fire of old?
Well, I think it's just leadership, and he understands. He's been around a long time. That the best leaders show by example, and that's what he's been doing. He's been very aggressive on both ends, taking his shots, creating shots for his teammates, playing exceptional JR defense like we know that he can because he is a willing defender. And then he talks to the kids. He doesn't holler at them, doesn't scream at them, doesn't front them off out there on the floor. He talks to Hood. He talks to Clarkson. And he talks to Sexton. And that's what these kids need. You know, the hardest thing in all the pro sports is to win in basketball. Nobody has losing streaks like they have in basketball. at least for one season, and it can, this thing can windmill, and it can get worse if you don't have veterans there that can make these kids continue to believe that they can win every night they step out on the floor.
Hey, Jim, I know Larry Nance Jr. and Tristan Thompson have both spoken highly of playing with one another. Getting that opportunity last night really seemed to work off on both sides of the floor. What kind of impact do they have when they're both on the court together for the Cavs?
Well, Nance is a power forward, and he's a wing. He's not a big underneath the basket. He can play it because of his athleticism and his smarts. He can compete there. But his best spot is where he is now, where he can rotate, come over, block shots, dribble the ball up the floor, start our offense. And also when we rotate now, we don't rotate, everybody switches. So now when we switch, we don't have our guards stuck down there trying to guard 7-foot guys that weigh 260. You know, now we have a big like Nance, or else Tristan will rotate and Tristan will take the low man. And it keeps us out of those mismatch situations closer to the basket. So one part of the game we've been able to minimize, and that's been at the rim. And in doing that, it allows our wing people and our people out front to rotate, close out our threes, and contest threes. I just think it's a great idea. Drew said he was going to go there, and it's worked out because those guys like each other, they respect each other, and they're both defensive-oriented.
Again, we're talking with Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. You can hear Jim and John Mike a little bit later on tonight, 6:30 Cavalier pregame, 7 o'clock. They'll tip it in Washington, D.C. tonight. Cavaliers taking on the Wizards. And, you know, Jim, I know when you and I spoke last week, we got into Tristan Thompson just a little bit. Jim, he is just on a tear right now, and I think that above all else, you know, the numbers are great for Tristan Thompson, but one of the things that we continue to hear is that, yes, he's having a great impact on the floor, but it seems like he's having a profound effect off the court as well.
Yeah, well, he is. He's a leader, and he leads by example. You got to remember, every big game that we've played, either in conference finals or just to advance or even in the finals, Tristan was a big part of that. His ability to defend, be aggressive, give us a level of physicality, switch out our guards and not be hurt, it just solidifies everything that we're trying to do. He's an exceptional role player who's having a great year because he's scoring points. But he's also come back this season in great shape, and he's not injured. He was still hurt. He was well enough to play, but he wasn't the old Tristan. He wasn't jumping like he is now. You know, and this is what we saw in Tristan his first 2 years. You know, he had a level of athleticism that we hadn't seen in a while. But now he's doing it all. He's not hollering at people. Never did. But he's leading by example. And we love him for it. This is his best year. And he's playing great.
Yeah, and at 27 years old, obviously, even though he's certainly got some tread on his tires, you still feel like this is a guy that's got a lot of really good years left. And again, certainly this season, way, way different than the previous years he's experienced with the Cavaliers, and he seems to be playing his best basketball. Jim, this year also, too, with the Cavaliers, there are a lot of newer faces, you know, maybe guys that didn't get a whole lot of playing time last year, and certainly some newer faces on the club. Boy, David Nwaba got some really good minutes off the bench last night. He played really, really well. What are your early impressions of him just about a month or so into the season?
Well, when you think of Nwaba, you have to say this at first. He plays bigger than his physical size. He's about 6'5 and a half, weighs about 220, all muscle, super athletic, has a good two dribbles. He can get to the rim and finish at the rim, and he can catch and shoot, and he can play fast, and he's a willing defender. So all of those things play into his ability to have impact on the game. We love what he's doing. He didn't get much time early. We had a lot of people ahead of him. But he waited his time. He stayed in great shape. And last night was reflective of that. I just thought he was the best conditioned guy on the floor last night. He had fresh legs. He was in attack mode. He was catch and shoot. He was switching. He was playing physical. You know, he was taking elbows and giving them. I just like his overall play. I think he was a great find for us. I think Kobe did a great job of bringing him on.
Well, and of course, the Cavaliers in action tonight, and then they don't play again for a little while. This is a little unusual to see the Cavs get about 5 straight days off before they get going again next Monday against Detroit. But what can we expect tonight as the Cavaliers take on the Washington Wizards, a team that certainly does have a little bit of star power?
Well, I think a lot of it goes back to their coach. I think the play and the leadership of Tristan Thompson and JR is crucial when you play these kind of teams that have multiple stars. But we have a very talented young core of players, and they will play up to their potential because that's what Coach Drew demands. He won't hesitate to pull them if he feels that the bench isn't going to be effective. He did that in the second quarter last night. Zizic and those guys, they just couldn't get it done, and that happens sometimes. He wasted no time in calling timeout and putting four of the five starters back into the game so that we could sustain ourselves. There was no hesitation in doing that because all the players respect it. I just think tonight is one of those kind of games that they're going to let you back in. You know, they're giving up, they're 30th in the league, giving up 118 points a game. So you're going to have your chances to score. The question is, can we play enough defense to frustrate them and give ourselves a chance to win? And I think we can. I just think we have tremendous momentum right now, and it's been coming. You could see it in the earlier games as soon as Drew took over and started challenging these guys, not on offense, but on both ends of the floor. The Cavs have played better.
Yeah, no question about that. And again, you alluded to that last night, especially in the first half, and the Cavaliers were playing very well, that you could certainly see this coming over the last game and a half, and the Cavaliers delivered yesterday with a 113-89 victory. Let's hope for more of the same for the Cavaliers as they take on the Washington Wizards tonight. Jim, we know you're busy. Thank you so much for the time, as always, and we look forward to hearing your call a little bit later on this evening.
Okay, thank you, and go Cavs.
Thank you very much, Jim. Again, Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, boy, some interesting things there, Matt. I thought it was fascinating, you know, that he mentioned yesterday being at practice. You could see the confidence growing with this team. And confidence isn't necessarily a term that you would commonly associate with a team that had just one win entering last night's game.
Well, and I mean, not only that, the confidence continues to build. They were right there on the doorstep against the Orlando Magic, the game the other night where Colin Sexton came up just a bit short on the layup. They're right there. I mean, those are two games they possibly could have turned around on one play. And when you're that close, eventually you're going to start to realize, look, we can play with the rest of the teams here in the NBA. It's just a matter of going out and doing it. Last night, they did it against, as you pointed out, not the greatest team in the NBA, but a solid team, the Charlotte Hornets, who, if the playoffs were to start today, would be in them. So a quality win against a quality opponent. And tonight, they have the opportunity to try and carry that momentum against an even better opponent.
Yeah, and I'm really anxious to see how they respond in a back-to-back, because those are always really difficult. Clearly, those are challenging physically. But, boy, above all else, you get done playing a game last night at home, then you jump on a plane and you fly over to Washington. So there's a bit of a mental hurdle to get past as well. But then, of course, when they get done with this, they're off for 5 days, so that's got to play at least some role in this entire equation.
I was going to say, I think it'd be nice. I mean, you're playing the game. Doesn't leave a whole lot of time for practice. You have shoot around in the morning. That's what I think as a player you'd love, just going out and playing the games.
Yeah, going to be fascinating to see how they respond, because as Jim just mentioned, you know, you could see that there was some momentum developing, and they have not exactly been dealt the best hand this season. Kevin Love going down early on.
And
well,
that's true.
They have a lot of other guys, key contributors. Jetty Osmond is out. I mean, he's got a sore back he's been nursing for a while. And in addition to that, you know, Kyle Korver with a sore foot. He hasn't played a whole lot recently as well. So you're getting a lot of these younger guys who are really hungry for playing time getting an opportunity. And I think that's a really good thing with this Cleveland Cavaliers team. And, yes, the record leaves a bit to be desired at this point. But you hope that maybe they can capitalize off of the momentum established in last night's win and carry that over into tonight against the Washington Wizards against 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip.